856 and 23 degrees. Let's check on commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like firm price action early this morning to start today's session. We'll see if we can hold on to it. Crude market up about a dollar and a half, and the dollar trade is down about a half a point. There were no sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning due to the partial government shutdown. January Chicago Board of Trade deliveries continue. A reminder that January futures expire next Monday. Current price action has March corn up 2 cents at 382. July corn up 1 3/4 at 397.5, and next December is 404.25, up 1.5. Soybeans for January up 6.5 at 912.75. July at 948.5, up a nickel, and November beans currently up 4.25 at 961.75. Chicago wheat for March 520 even, up 2.25. July is up 2 3/4 at 531.75. Kansas City wheat for March up 2.25 at 507.25. July at 529.5, up 2.5. Minneapolis wheat is up 4.25 for March at 571.5. And next September is 592.25, up a nickel. Livestock trade started out mixed, both in cattle and hogs, but they're showing affirming bias. No fresh news out of China, but trade talks appear to be improving. More information is expected tonight or tomorrow. Index fund rebalancing continues to have an improved trade volume and is giving the trade a positive bias. Charts gaining influence in price action. Yesterday was an outside day down in the March corn, but we do have an inside day up working, so it looks like consolidative trade. As far as soybeans, we've been checking yesterday's high most of the morning so far, cautiously optimistic that we can improve on that, and that would open the door to a move maybe up to 935 or 940. Wheat futures, positive day yesterday, and a little bit of a positive bias this morning. As we said earlier, they're up about a nickel. Looking at charts gaining influence, no USDA supply demand report on Friday, but trade expectations have been circulating. Wheat seedings, average estimate for all winter wheat is 32.1 million acres, in a range from 31.19 to 33.16. Soft red winter wheat, 5.98 million acres, in a range from 5.64 to 6.21. Other than that, looking for South American production to be mixed, and we're cautiously optimistic that we'll see positive price action going forward. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. And we're off to a cool and breezy start to our day. Wind gusts back above 30 miles per hour at last check out at Willard Airport. We have a temperature of 23 degrees outside our studios here in Urbana. 23 in Decatur, 22 in Danville, 22 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny, blustery, and much colder today with a high of 28 degrees, a northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.